let you stand as we worship this morning. We want to invite the Holy Spirit into our presence as we sing this song.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare.
Become more aware of your presence.
Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. Greet your neighbor this morning, and then you can be seated. Thanks.
Good morning, everybody. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are with us here this morning. And we just ask you to bless each part of the service. I pray that each one of us will hear from you what you have to say to us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have a busy day today. 2 o'clock, we have bridal shower for Corrine. So everyone that is interested, you're welcome to come for that. It's here at the church. Yep. And right after the service this morning, we have a short congregational meeting to discuss, to vote on the motion of having another Syrian family join us. That would be Maddie's sister's family. And everyone is welcome and encouraged to stay and participate in the discussion. However, you need to be a church member to be eligible to vote. And if there are some of you that are unable to stay for the meeting, but you still would like to vote, there are ballots on the table at the back of the overflow, as well as in the foyer at the back here. So if that applies to you, you can still vote that way. And there are prayer cards for Adrian and Jeremy at the Welcome Center for anyone who would like to support them financially or with prayer. And let's see. And then there's also a note in the bulletin that I was asked to just make a correction on the prayer items. It says that Clint and Jody went over to Mayo Clinic, and that is incorrect. They just went back to the clinic where they normally go. So it was just a correction there. So then I think we are ready to take the offering. I want to spend some time. I've got so many papers here. Okay, so I left the one with the notes of the, for the, oh, there it is. Oh, perfect. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning with a whole bunch of requests. We ask you, Lord, to be with a lot of people this morning. I pray for Brian Willox, who lives at Bow Valley Lodge in Calgary. I just ask that you will help him to sense that you are with him and just meet his needs there. Be with those who are looking after him and help them to give him the best care possible. I pray for Clint and Jody and their family. I just pray that the checkup that will have good results this time, that they will be able to say, yes, things are going well. And I just thank you, Lord, for the care that Jody and Ian have been getting down in the States. And I pray that they will continue to respond well to those treatments. Pray for Dave and Selma Falk, as Selma's in the hospital, that you will just give Dave and the family peace and comfort, and that you will give much wisdom for them and the doctors, and help Selma to know that you are with her and that you love her. I pray for Mayor Vanessa Vandermeer, that you will give her wisdom to lead our village council in the right way. And I pray for our junior and high school students as they study and prepare to write exams here. This is the crunch time, and I just pray that you will help them to be able to focus and to do well on their exams. And I pray that you will guide them too, especially as I think of the grads, as they think about what comes next, that you will just guide their thoughts. And I pray for Kevin and Wendy, that as they are looking for someone to replace Kevin as Samir's personal assistant, that you will just provide the right person to free Kevin up to focus more on the other areas of service that he needs to do. I pray that you will just help them as they work on getting the Refugee and Immigrant Welcome Center ready. Just pray that you will guide in each way there and provide the resources that they need, and that this will be a good thing, Lord. And I pray for Zach as he is graduating this weekend, that you will just help him to also see the future that you have for him. Pray for Wendy as she needs a lot of strength and grace in her work with the stress that is involved there. And also for Isaiah as he is involved with the campus ministry, that you will use him mightily in that work and that it will glorify you. And for Elise, who is starting CBC, help her also, Lord, to learn what she's setting out to learn and to really become the person that you want her to be in this chosen career. Thank you, Lord, for the funds that you have given us, and it all belongs to you. And this, when we give some back to you this morning, it is just an expression and an indication that we realize that and that we are just giving part of that back into your work. And I pray that you will bless each one who gives and guide those who are in charge of dispersing the funds. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
During Adrian Penner here. We are missionaries with MB Mission heading to Thailand to serve with the Burmese church. God is doing incredible things in both Thailand and Burma, and we are so excited to go back, to build relationships, to share the good news of the kingdom, to help raise up national leaders, and just to get behind the vision that the Burmese church has for its people.
Yeah. So about a month ago, we were accepted into a language school in Thailand, beginning August 2nd. And just a couple weeks ago, the language school asked us to confirm that we were coming and to pay our deposit. And even though we were only around 60% of the funds that we need to go, the overwhelming response that we got through a week of prayer was that we were supposed to step out in faith, trust God, and plan to go in summer. So we've given our yes to the school, we've paid our deposit, and we are trusting God to provide.
And so now we're asking you, as our family, our friends, our church communities, to be a part of what God is doing in Southeast Asia. We ask you to prayerfully consider joining us, supporting us and MB Mission, both financially and in prayer, and just joining in the transforming work of the gospel.
Yeah, thank you so much for being part of this journey with us.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Carey, and this is my wife, Stephanie. And it might be odd to see us up here doing a missions moment, but before moving to Three Hills 2 years ago, we had been part-time missionaries with SIM Canada. We worked in a country called Malawi. And there will be pictures. There's our names. So yes, we worked in a country called Malawi. You can go to the next slide. That one. It's a little country tucked kind of in the crook of Mozambique in eastern Africa. We would go over for a month or two in the summers, and we would run a children and youth camp for missionary kids, ages 2 to 18 years old. The conference takes place at a school named Kamuzu Academy. This is a government-run boarding school, initially started to bring opportunity to students who were academically gifted, but without the opportunity or money to further their education. It's a beautiful campus, and it's all these neat kind of African brick buildings, and yeah. At this conference, we get to work with lots of amazing people who have given up promising careers as doctors, teachers, engineers, from their lives around the world to come and serve the Lord here in the red African soil. But mostly, we spend our time with the kids. Kids like Lucas, Sarah, and Tegan. Aren't they adorable? We teach the kids and youth what it means to follow God, and we try to equip them as best we can for life ahead. Last fall, we received an email from the mission director saying that the kids were all asking for us to come back again. We were honored, and having been making plans for the trip since then. In our minds, it was always, next July, we get to go back to Malawi. But now the realization has settled on us. In 2 weeks, we leave for Malawi. Our plan is to head out during the second week of July and return during the second week in August. We have a few days of travel on either end, as it takes quite a while to reach the warm heart of Africa, as Malawi is affectionately known. Our first time we traveled there, it was 42 hours straight from leaving Edmonton till we arrived on the ground in Lilongwe, the capital city. And that's not including time zone differences or long layovers. It was just lots of flights. Our study this year is called For the Life of the World, Letters to the Exiles. It seeks to answer some big questions, such as, what is our salvation for? What does it mean to be in the world and not of it? And what is the purpose of the church? It will be a time of great learning for all, and we pray that the youth specifically will see their walk with the Lord come to life and deepen in a personal way. I just want to say a big thank you to everyone who has already given towards our financial support. It has been an amazing blessing. We do not have all of our funds in yet, so if you would like to help support us, or even just to talk to us about the trip and hear about our previous times and more about this time, please come to see us after the service. We'll be there. Thank you.
the kids come up, I just have a couple things. I wanted to, first of all, welcome a number of people who are from the Alliance Church. Just so good to see you. We have been doing this resettlement process together, and that has been a good thing for both our church and yours. So good to see you here. Also wanted to say a little miracle that happened in my own life. About 3 months ago, I walked up on the stage with a very stiff leg, and that is because it had folded in the wrong way. Well, I was expecting months and maybe years of rehabilitation, and last month in May, went to the surgeon, and he said, well, I have good news. Your ACL is fine, and that means that you don't need surgery. So that just already knocks off months of recovery. And then on Wednesday, I went to see him again, and he felt that knee, and then he felt my other knee, and he said, they're both the same. You're healed. I said, well, what should I do about my brace? And he said, well, you can wean yourself off of it, by which I took him to mean I'm never going to wear it again. So there's still lots of strengthening to do around that knee, but I just wanted to thank many of you who showed a lot of concern and prayer about it, and I just feel really, really good on that knee. Yeah, thank you. And one other thing, at our June 5th fireside meeting, the question was raised whether I had implied that only pastors can do ministry and that people in other occupations couldn't. That was not at all the point I sought to make, but rather to say that there is something, a special calling for pastors that is different than him being just an administrator or a CEO or a social worker or a counselor, and that is that in his life, it is for him to do something that is very important to a church family, and that is to take up their highs and lows and joys and sorrows and trials and tribulations and put them in the context of God's purpose to fulfill what 1 Timothy 4:4 says, which is that all things are to be made holy by the word of God and prayer. Now, any Christian can do that regardless of their occupation because they have the Holy Spirit inside them. And the more that all Christians do this, the better it is. And I want to do all that I can to encourage people to go to their brother and sister in the Lord, find out what is happening in their life, and pray for them. But it is also so that in this work of prayer and word of God, that the pastor's life is dedicated in a special way to become good at it, experienced at it, skilled at it, to take extra time for it that other people can't. So if you are in a situation where you need some prayer or you need some guidance from the Word of God and you don't know who to turn to, it is my privilege and honor to do that for you. It is why I am a pastor. And I know that it is in Carrie's heart too. It is for both of us our honor to be able to pray for you in the situation where you are. Now the kids can come up front. So here's my question. What country is Carrie and Stephanie Willis going to travel to in 2 weeks?
Malawi.
Very good. What continent is Malawi in?
Africa.
Good. And what are they going to be doing there? Did you catch it? Already got you. Thomas, you got it?
They're going to be teaching other people about God.
What kind of people?
Kids.
Kids, that's right. Now, we also had up on the screen two missionaries who were here about a month ago, and we really liked them, and it was good to see them up on the screen. Does anyone remember what country they are going to? Yes. Thailand is right. And now, finally, because this is a really special service, we are going to have the Ghanem family tell us about the country that they came from, which is what country did these folks come from? Oh, you're so smart. Now, here it is. What are their three girls' names?
Jude, Lamita, and Angel.
You are wonderful, Ella. Yes. Yes, it's going to be a very special service. Now, I would like to pray for you. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for the kids in our church. We thank you for the chance to have all these connections with different places around the world. You do that because you are everywhere, in every place in the world, in every place you are raising up people who love you and follow you. And we, as our little church in Linden, get to be part of all those connections. And so we pray that you would, that these connections would enrich all of us and enrich these children who are growing up into them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you can head back to your families.
So I was digging through the archives, came up with this old song, Worthy of Glory. So it requires a bit of energy, so we might as well all stand, and let's sing this good old song.
Worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of praise is he. Worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of praise is he. He has redeemed me by the blood of the Lamb, and he has set my spirit free. Worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of praise is he.
Let's sing it again.
Worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of praise is he. Worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of praise is he. He has redeemed me by the blood of the Lamb, and he has set my spirit free. Worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of praise is he. You are the words and the music. You are the songs that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praises to your name I will bring. You are the mighty God. You are the Lord of lords. You are the King of all kings. Now I return to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. Worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of praise is he. Worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of praise is he. He has redeemed me by the blood of the Lamb, and he has set my spirit free. Worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of praise is he. Worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of praise is he. Choose the humble and raise them high. You choose the weak and make them strong. You heal our brokenness inside and give us life. The same love that set the captives free. The same love that
come to me now. The same love that set the captives free, the same love that opened eyes to see, is calling us all by name. You are calling us all by name. The same God that's spread the
a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide. Where all I've ever found.
found here. My hope is found here on holy ground. Here I bow down. Here I bow down. Here, arms open wide. Here, you save my life. Here I bow down. Here I bow.
And you may be seated.
Well, today is a very exciting day for you, for everybody. Maru's been looking forward to this, not nervous. So, today is the 26th of June. 4 months ago to this day, you arrived in Canada, in Toronto. So that's... Two months ago, you guys gave your testimony in the Alliance Church with an interpreter, with Malad interpreted with you in the Alliance Church. You spoke through Malad. Yeah. Today, we get to hear their testimony in English. They are that good. And if I need it, I will interpret the Arabic. I've become fluent in Arabic, so very good.
No, English.
So a couple things before you go, a couple of miracles that have happened or that when they've arrived that have just worked out really well. One, your neighbors, Josh and Nikki Sikorsky, up there, the best neighbors ever.
Yeah.
The girls are out there playing. And last week, what did you do last week, Maruf? With
driver.
You got his driver's license last week. Okay, who's first?
Good morning. Hi, my name is Maddie. I'm the middle of five children of a happy family. My mom teaches grade 3 and dad painting houses. The school was very important in our family. I went to school for age 6 to the age of 18. I very much like to study psychology. And in the summer, I protested to be a hairdresser.
Apprenticed.
It's okay. My mom liked to take the four of us girls to the city homes for the day shopping and going to restaurant. It is a fun memory for me. Another fun memory is my dad taking me on a motorcycle ride to go visit my sister. I met Maruf while visiting my auntie, who is the same age as I am. The next day, Maruf came my to house to ask my dad permission to see me. And a week later, Maruf was asking me to marry him. 1 week, our families drove to the sea for a fun day at the beach. It was 130 kilometers away and took 130 hours of driving time. We were engaged for 3 months when we got married. Our wedding was a two-day party. It starts with henna painting and all sort of fun day to his ceremony in that church. We rented a car for our three-day honeymoon in the tourist area of Kafroun, a small, beautiful, very not far away. One day, Maruf was sick and vomiting. And one day was had car trouble. We were very happy and enjoying life. We angel joined our little family after 1 year. I went to the hospital on the appointed day. She born a surgery. The day after Angel was born, the police sit up just outside our house and the shooting started. Life was hard after it was started. I was very scared. How do I keep my litter when safe in the place? We decide to go stay with my family for a short time, as it was safe there. After being with family for a few months and enjoying being with them, it was time to move on again. In Maskani, life was good. We had a good place to live and money for all our needs. It was my dream was to come to Canada. We felt that it may take 1 to 2 years to come to Canada. But God worked it out that we could come here in 6 months for the start of the plans. Going on the plan for the first time was also a bit scary. As the way was a new experience for the whole family. Lots of sitting and no moving for a long time with the children was hard. I am very happy to be in Canada, but I miss my family very much. The hardest thing to get used to hear the food, the cold weather, and learning English. The people have been very good to us. Thank you very much, kindness, and you help. God bless you.
Hi, my name is Maruf. I want to thank you for the church, for every people help me, help family, help children. I want to thank you for a group that helped me, help the children, teach me how start a new life, how start a new life in Canada, how live here. How speak, teach everything, teach me. And life in Syria, in the back 6 years, very hard, but I miss this life. And again, now, no peace in Syria now. Yeah, and old 6 years, father die. Me going to school 6 years and done school 12 years. Me going the job and not good food in the house. No people help me. And done school 12 years. Go on the job full time for food, for me, for Jasmine, for mother. And every time job. Me job in the 12 years, job in the store food, and 5 evening and 12 night, little bit money, give me this money and go in the store, give chips or cooking or biscuit for me, for Yasmin. Yasmin, very small, 5 years, maybe, 5, 6 years. Me back in the house, wake up Yasmin, just,
You'd buy chips, and that was the food you brought to them, brought home. Okay?
Yes.
Isn't that just like a 12-year-old to buy the junk food, the first thing you can buy to go, and then to wake up your little sister and to share that with her? That was awesome.
Yes.
And father, yes. Give me 1 acre. This acre land, one farm. This farm very small, but this farm for crepes. Crepes. Me and Jasmine every year go on this farm, leave 3 months, wait there. And no food every time me and cutting grapes, 20 kilo. And the bicycle, the box and the bicycle, go 12 kilometers, sell this crepes again to buy food. Again, back for food in the house. In 2007, they sell this farm and $25,000. This is good money. And this money for fixing house, fixing outside and the house very bad. Fixing me open store tire, nothing new. The fixing and 2009. And marriage and Maddie, God gave me angel. Again, the government close a road outside in the house. Every time go in the job, stop it. Where is going? Where? Every time not good. Two more shooting one more up.
Above your head.
Yeah, and that. Up your
head? Above your
head. Yeah, and next more, two more and down. But God help me, not die. And again, the military and city speak, and you are Christian, this house not for you. This, you are me, you are Christian, every what do you want for me. You are a Christian, not this family for me, everything for this people. This time speak and family, this time good for going and here. Go and Wadi Nasara, leave and the house, two room, me and family, mother and Yasmin and Maddie and Angel. And the family Maddie, mother and sister and the brother, two room. Good.
Ten of you.
Yeah.
Ten of you sleeping in a two-bedroom or two-room house.
This time eight. Again, okay. This 2 months leave eight people. Again, one month eat and the grandma Maddy and auntie. Now 10 people live in two room. Good life. Yeah. And job and Wadi Nasara and wash car for money for eating. For house, and again go on the Maskani, and Wadi Nasara, the military and the mountain, and every people Christian and the valley, every day one people Christian die. Why? I don't why, but this for military, this die every day. Again, this not good. Again, go on Maskani, this mom family. And live and Maskani. And God help me and give me one man, Christian good, give me one house, two room, a little bit money every month. And live and this house good, live and Maskani three years. And God give me and Maskani Lamita. And God give me a good job for Gazi station and the truck stop. Job fixing tire. This job very good. 2 years, 3 years. 1 year is not good. 2 years very good. Me job night.
Night watchman.
Night watchman and morning. This is good money for me. The save money and again to buy car. What again?
Okay. Father Lucas?
Yeah. The Father Lucas live in Maskani. But live in Maskani, but me not.
He was a contact for where here? Linden?
No, don't speak and mask any for okay. Father Lucas.
But Father Lucas was the contact to Pastor Chris here in Linden, right?
Yeah.
And you found out you were coming to live in Linden, and you Googled Linden, and where was Linden when you Googled it?
Oh, yes. And Father Lucas, maybe go and everywhere, but
stay in Syria.
Yeah. And yeah, maybe. They can speak with me. Maybe go and Canada and Alberta, Linden. Me, no problem. And open Google, Linden, Alberta. And here, Toronto. Here, Linden. Here, Alberta.
Maybe. Confused.
2 more, 3 more, same. Yeah. Maybe. This time in the Maskani, the military cut the road, not cut, close the road in the Syria and Iraq. The cutting.
Big hyping.
Yeah, big hyping. And no job. Again, me and family back in Qusair. This time in the government cleaning Qusair, no military again. Sorry. Back in Qusair. And the house for me, everything gone. No door, no window, nothing. Fixing a little bit to room, leave, 7-6 months, no good job. And this time in Qusair, every time go in the house, maybe back, maybe no. Why? The government closed the road. And where is going, you man? Maybe you speak and military, come with me. Maybe government no speak with you, go. And military, stop it. You speak and government, come in with me. And here and here, same.
Both sides thought he was a spy for the other.
Yeah. This is not good life. And job and maskani, buy car. And this time, sell the car. And speak and family, maybe this time, go. And Lebanon, maybe better life. And the board for Lebanon and Syria, mm-hmm. Close, no car going and up. Me and family work.
Walking
1.5 hours, me and children. And Qusair, God give me Jude. Give me Jude. And now live and the car 6 months. This time, not very good, but job everything, the to buy house, to buy food, everything, and many people in Lebanon sit down and what name?
Tent.
Tent.
But, refugee camp.
Yeah, tent. But me and family, the Christian, sleep.
Not safe there.
Not safe for this. The many military, you are a Christian, maybe go for mother, for sister, for wife, not safe. May go and to buy, not buy. What mean?
Rent.
Rent. Mm-hmm. Rent house every month, job very hard, but good. And this time speak and Father Lucas, speak with me, Father Lucas, yeah, maybe go and Canada. Yeah, okay, now ready is papers or passport, everything ready. Back in Syria, just start. I want to thank you that helped me, that helped family. Thank you. I thank you to God that helped me for here. Me, I don't, and every time live, the God with me, mm-hmm. the save me. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Yasmin. I want to thank you for bringing wealth to Linden.
Live in Syria is very bad right now. Every day lots shooting and very dangerous to go outside. I did not know if I can back alive. Prices are very high. Maruf was the only one to work and to go do all shopping for the family. When I was a baby of 6 months, my father died. For money, my mom rented what part of our house and grew a garden for 3 months of the year. God was our protector and helper. As no family members would help us. I went to school as a child and weekend learning. In 2006, at the age of 14, it was decided that I should get married to a man twice my age. For 2.5 years, I got man pentectus and thortis abuse for my husband.
Beatings and abuse.
In 2008, I learned how much God loved me. At my uncle's farm, while visiting, I have very bad accident. But God saved me, live for a reason. Even though my life has been hard and often not good, I know that God was taking care of my family. I want to thank you, Michael and Donalyn, Mitch and Beth, Nelson and Chantel, Colette, John and Katie. I want to thank you, sir. A big thank you to all of you for your house and for staying at up for us. God bless you. Thank you, everybody.
I challenge each one of us to speak Arabic that well in 4 months. The month of June has been busy for me. I have spent many days, I think the Ghanem family is quite tired of me by now, probing, prodding, asking many questions, a little Google Translate, but mostly we understand each other. And so I have found a little bit of Mama's testimony, Warda, also known as Rosa, what Warda means rose. And so I'm going to read a little bit of her story for you. I am the youngest of 5 children. Growing up in Syria, life was good but hard. My father owned a grain and vegetable farm. My earliest memories are working alongside my family members on the farm. I never went to school or even remember playing as a child. We were always well fed and there was no lack of money in our family. At the age of 30, I received a marriage proposal from a man who was 75 years old. As a wedding gift, I received 2 gold bracelets, which I later sold to help pay for expenses to feed my children. This was a good offer for me, as the family farm was divided between 3 brothers. I had no place on the family farm anymore. Besides, I now would tend to my own house and garden, and life would be much easier for me. My husband had 5 children from a previous marriage. The youngest being 5 years older than myself. These children were happy that their father was being looked after and that he was happy himself. The children treated me well as long as my husband was alive, but knew that my presence in their father's life meant that they would have to share their wealth with me at some point. We lived on a property of 500 meters, which I later received when he died. After my husband's death, one of the sons came to me and told me that he wanted half of it. And so she gave half of the property to this son, who then merrily moved in next door and proceeded to ignore her. My husband also left a one-acre vineyard from a roof for his future. This was never very productive as there was no water there. Didn't have money to buy water or to buy fertilizer, and so it just was a weight to look after. Life had many hardships for Rosa, but she confesses and professes how good God has been to her and how he has protected her and walked with her as and that came through time and again. God was good. God looked after us. God protected us. And we are so grateful to have this extension of our family here. And to each of you who have donated items for the household, they are so grateful for their lovely home and to all the things that have been set up there. And each of us who has donated much of our times personally, we have done with love and joy. Michael and Donna Lynn have given much of their time. Helen and Larry have given much of their time. Myself and Beth and Mitch, Nelson and Chantel, and there's others. Colette, Esther has come, and I'm sure there's others of you who have come to spontaneously visit, which they really appreciate, and we are glad that they are here, and we look forward to having a much continued relationship with them as their English improves. And Grandma says she has no intention of learning English. However, when I ask the children about Mom and they tell me things about her, she knows we're talking about her and she's laughing. So she's learning English, even if she's not wanting to. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I would just like to say a prayer for the Ghanem family, for Syria. So if you would all pray with me. Father in heaven, this has been a wonderful gift to our church and our community to have brought this Syrian family to our place. And Lord, we made the decision to do it. And the Alliance Church with us, and we had no idea who would come. And these Ghanems came, and we love them so much. We are so thankful that this family is in among us. And how they have done so much already, learning the English language, finding their place here, getting a driver's license, getting work. And it's just been exciting to see how far they have come. And pray that, and we know that, you will carry them as far as they need to go. You walk with them. Just pray that they could get permanent jobs and that they would be happy and that they would find many friends here and that this could feel like home to them. Lord Jesus, we just pray for the country where they came from, which they miss and which they continue to love and where they have many family members, Syria. And ask that you would make peace there, that life would no longer be a danger to those who live there, that people would be safe, that they could go about their livelihoods without fear. And Lord, whichever family members they have, brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts, that they are thinking about in particular, that you would send your guardian angel to them and guide them in the paths they should go, in order that they would be safe and happy. So, Lord, once more, we thank you for this great gift to us. Maruf and Maddie, Jasmine, Warda, Lamita, Jude, and Angel, they are wonderful, and we are so thankful for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please stand. Thank you.
stood before creation, eternity in your hand. You spoke the earth into motion, my soul now to stand. You stood before my failure and carried the cross for my shame. My sin weighed upon your shoulders, my soul now to stand. So what can I say?
So there is a meeting shortly after. We're going to take about a five-minute break here, and then we will have that meeting in regards to bringing in another Syrian family. So if you need to go, please go. Otherwise, please just remain, and we'll do that shortly.